I wonder how many of you noticed that I changed the opening salutation of the gospel today, and I did it quite intentionally. I suspect that we could all use a little good news. And it seems that every day it becomes harder and harder to find any good news. In the midst of so much sorrow, bickering, misunderstanding, hatred, contempt, war, you're in, you're out, fires, droughts, neighbors ratting on neighbors, I'm right, you're wrong. If only this, if only that. We need to pause. Stand back, breathe, and not only ask ourselves, what is the good news of Jesus according to Matthew, but what is the good news in the midst of such madness? And more importantly, ask ourselves, what is the good news according to each of us? How do our lives and actions tell the good news from Jesus and of God's kingdom? How is the life that we've chosen to live reflect the good news of Christ? Or does it? Pause, stand back, breathe, and ask yourself, am I faithfully living in God's kingdom? Finding good news, sharing good news, making good news, living the good news. At the end of today's gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, do you get it? What's your answer to that question? Do you get it? Now, no offense to anyone who's a blonde, but I'm reminded of an old blonde joke. Two blondes were driving to Disneyland, you know, the happiest place on earth, and they saw a sign that said Disneyland left. They got off the freeway, turned around, and they went home. Good, there's nothing flying at me. Well, you know, it's not that simple. Getting off the freeway, turning around, and going home aren't options on the road to the kingdom of heaven, and admittedly, the signs may be confusing and even hard at times to read. The thing is this, Jesus took risk to bring the kingdom of God near. He was willing to step into danger to gain something which he knew was valuable. The signs aren't always clear, and the answers are not always obvious, but nevertheless, the reign of God, the kingdom of heaven, is in fact found in everyday life, in the good, in the bad, the ugly, the obvious, the not so obvious, in you, in me, in those we love, and in those we hate. It's found in our joy, in our pain, in our smiles, and in our tears. If you're looking for clear-cut signs, let me be the first to tell you that you will not find a sign that says God's kingdom left. God's kingdom isn't always the happiest place on earth. There's no getting off the freeway, there's no turning around, and there's no going home. So what about the kingdom of heaven? Where is it? What is it? And does it really matter? You bet it matters. Remember that crazy old fool standing on the corner with the sign that read, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Isn't that Jesus' message? And in spite of being called crazy and a fool, he trudged on, took risk, stayed the course, didn't turn around, and didn't go home. Jesus took risk. Like it or not, we need to take risk to bring the reign of God, the kingdom of heaven, into the here and now, into this time and this place. The kingdom of heaven is God. Matthew portrays Jesus as revealing God the Father to us. Jesus is making known to us that which was once unknown. And one way that Jesus does that is by telling parables. Parables, my friend, contain deep insights about God and the way God is already active in the world, often through ordinary events and in ordinary people, like you, like me, like children at the border, like the innocents in the UN shelters being killed, like the passengers on Malaysia Flight 17. And so Jesus tells parables. Think of them as road signs or perhaps as instruction manuals. I would suggest that you think of them as opportunities. So, the kingdom of heaven is like the opportunity to plant a mustard seed in your garden. A seed that eventually will grow large enough to be a shrub or a tree in which birds come to make their nest. It is a small thing, insignificant, a trifle, really. A mustard seed has the smallest beginnings, but at its completion, it becomes a dwelling place for birds. The smallest seed yields the greatest of all shrubs, a tree. Don't discount your small and what you think insignificant actions. Whenever you're being of service, whenever you face your fears, whenever you open yourself up to another point of view, whenever you take a risk to make a difference, whenever you tell the truth, whenever you stay the course and trudge on, you, my friends, are planting seeds. What may seem small and insignificant will yield great shrubs in God's kingdom. You become the tree, and the needy, the frightened, the disenfranchised, and the oppressed will take flight and make their nest in the safety of your branches. Now that's good news worth telling. The kingdom of heaven is like the opportunity to do something with a little and watch it go a long way. The second parable likens the kingdom of God to yeast, which a woman hides in 3 measures of flour. Everything we do doesn't have to be big, but it must reflect a measure of our own means. Not everyone is Bill and Melinda Gates. Never underestimate the smallest of your actions, the smallest gestures of goodwill. That which is insignificant and small often turns out to be important and dynamic. Jesus' preaching calls for faith in a God who works like a mustard seed or like yeast when it comes to bringing the kingdom closer. Sometimes things are hidden, like in the yeast, and waiting to be discovered. And when it is, it becomes a great source of joy. God is at work in Jesus, in the disciples, and at work in you and me, in seemingly small and seemingly insignificant ways. In God's kingdom, what matters is what shelters and what sustains. Now that's news worth telling. In the kingdom, there is also opportunity to find hidden treasure. The real find is not so much in the discovery, but in exposing the preciousness of the treasure. There is opportunity to find something that no one else has discovered and what no one else has seen. So valuable that you're willing to sell everything to own a piece of the kingdom. I think parents and teachers get that. But the opportunity doesn't stop there. Whenever you're kind, whenever we're of service to the neediest among us, whenever we smile at the stranger, whenever we make that phone call to just say hello, and sometimes when we just show up, the opportunity is there to expose another's preciousness and to let their treasures shine. The field can be ours, and the treasure belong to us when we allow ourselves to bask in the preciousness of another. The kingdom of heaven allows us to be merchants in search for valuable things. And like the one who stumbles upon treasure, he too is willing to sell everything in order to possess what the kingdom has to offer. Entering the kingdom requires us to cash out, as it were, and throw ourselves fully into God's kingdom. It is not something entered into casually or without risk. Remember that Jesus took risk to bring the kingdom of God near. He was willing to step into danger, willing to do small things, search for treasure and find pearls, and all to gain something which he knew was valuable. The kingdom of heaven is precious, and perhaps not always readily apparent. Sometimes it's stumbled upon, sometimes it's discovered, and sometimes it's sought out. I suspect that you've never given much thought to the fact that the kingdom of heaven is also an equal opportunity employer. There are always good guys and bad guys in the kingdom, and everyone has the opportunity to discover, stumble upon, seek out, or be told about the kingdom. The good news is that with faith, we can trust that God knows who's naughty and God knows who's nice. And with faith, we can trust that in the end, God will work it all out. My friends, these parables of the kingdom make it clear that the God of heaven is not just out there somewhere, but is at work to bring the kingdom more fully among us, working us like yeast in the dough. These parables call for our faith in God who is bringing his kingdom in Christ. We are called to be scribes, ready to experience and to share the good news. So, in the midst of so much sorrow, bickering, misunderstanding, hatred, contempt, war, you're in, you're out, fires, drought, neighbors ratting on neighbors, I'm right, you're wrong, if only this, if only that. Have faith, trust, and cast your nets, swimming in the waters of your singular life. You will not leave the beauty that gets hauled in. A wealth of wonders awaits. God plays in the fields of the lowly, the needy, the frightened, the disenfranchised, and the oppressed. The good news of Jesus is that among the small and the ordinary, significant treasure can be found. When the going gets tough, trudge on, take risk, and stay the course. Pause, stand back, and ask yourself, am I living fully in God's kingdom and faithfully? Am I finding good news, sharing good news, making good news? Am I living the good news? So, go now and be that person who hears and takes in the news and then produces a catch of one's wildest dreams. Have you understood all this? They said, yes.